Love Talk Radio.
Now we're to the point where we got some boys that may be still
you know, still to the point of trying to learn, or they be men trying to be grown men, but they truly end up a grown male. So we're going to show you how that grown male can get to be a grown man, then eventually be a mature man, because that's what you're looking for. Thank you so much. We have Jellybean82_Smith. Thank you for joining us as well. We have another individual slowly coming in here. That's what it's all about. Now, we want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, because it's going to be all about sharing your thoughts, sharing your concerns, sharing that conversation and chatting with me about transforming a grown man to a mature man, and that's what it's all about. Now, make sure when you call in, you press 1, and I'll make sure I recognize your number by calling out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to offer your location, if you're comfortable with your name, as well as your conversation. That's what it's all about. The web link, if you want to be part of this, of our radio station, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio, is automatically www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW. We are the voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. If you want to email the show, you can go to the same thing, WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. Then you can want to tweet the show, because we're up on Twitter today. You can check us out on Zeta by Sigma Greenville. We want to give a shout out to those brothers in Greenville, Alabama, making up that chapter down there. I'm so glad to have them being a part. We partner with them to make sure that we can get the word out through their channel, through their Instagram. So we want to give a shout out, you know, just giving them the, you know, we got to give them a shout out. Give them the flower while they yet live. And those brothers down there, you know, somebody from Zeta Pi Sigma chapter in Greenville, give them a shout out. Because they're trying to do things and work this thing out. Also, the individuals joining us on Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. I thank you as well. We have several other people join us. Also, we have, I'm going to kind of work through this. I just see PRIFC. Number 1, joining us. Thank you so much. If I didn't get that right, please let me know by downloading or DMing me or messaging me, because you have an opportunity. We want you to be able to message individuals on Instagram. Message me. Share your thoughts so I can make sure you'll be able to talk about the situation. Like I said, we have the room. That's Dr. L. D. Alberto room. It's open to, if you want to go to Facebook and check us out. See, it's all about having an awesome time. We want to be blessed and bless you so many ways. Now, we got other Instagram channels that we post on. We're so glad to have an opportunity. That's at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then we also check it out at Smith Way Production. Then we come in, we'll hit you hard at, again, as I mentioned, Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. It's awesome to be able to come before you. So we're going to make sure we get this thing going and going right. Before we can do this, I want everybody, as this political message being shared to you today, is voting day. I know we're at the point where voters fatigue have set in. We've had so many elections, special in Montgomery, Alabama, that we're not going to the polls. But we ask you to go out to the polls in District 3 and make sure you select the candidate you think will lead us for the city council. That's what they're voting for. We have 2 awesome candidates. They've been driving and they've been even supporting the candidate and a spouse, as well as the other individuals that's been working in the community. We want to give a shout out and make sure you go vote to Marche Johnson and Adrian Larkin. Vote for whoever you think is the best person that can serve that capacity at city council in Montgomery, Alabama. So we look forward to you. If you already have voted, I want you to hit me. Hit me up. Let me know on Instagram that you voted in Montgomery, Alabama, for the city council District 3. So make sure you get out and offer your opportunity to change what's going on in the community. I was listening to a show earlier, and all they talked about all the things on the west side that is really not fitting to look at. But if that's part of the district that makes up the neighborhoods over on the west side, that's District 3. So make sure you got to vote for the right candidates going to make a change, or the right candidate that's going to make the change. So we look forward to making sure do get out and vote. We also want to give a shout out through always we do. It's our Black History Moment. And that Black History Moment including give a shout out to somebody who was a starch leader back in the late 20s and 30s. Member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity who made sure that the protest and the opportunity to kind of get your voice out as he worked with the sleeping car porters. None other than my fat frat brother. So glad to have him. Tom, this time, my frat brother, that's A. Philip Randolph, the father of the civil rights movements to assist. Now, some people, they challenge that. They say it's Dr. King in the 60s, but you got to go back a little further. When they first organized the sleeping car porters out of the northern part of the state, A. Philip Randolph, remember, 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much. We wanted to share it with you. So we're going to get this thing started. And I have live with me, and that's and I have to give her a shout-out. I'm hoping she's not sitting there and she's not going to be able to talk. I want to share a point of view and ask questions, whatever she needs to do. None other than the young lady who, the founder, works with several friends and members to make sure of making an impact in the community. All I wanted to do is she can just, see, if you say something, just say hello. She's the creator of Inspire to Inspire. She's also one that inspires me. And I thank her for being willing to take time to inspire me. The things that she is doing with her organization, helping families during crisis, during the COVID-19, besides that, doing things with young ladies and ladies in general to change their life. None other than a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority out of the Muscle Shoals alumni chapter. None other than Latay Pickett. How you doing, Latay? Well, she got no violin on. Look like I can't, she's trying to talk. But she's on there. I'm not getting any volume from her. I don't know what's going on here. Okay. I don't have a problem with my volume on this ear. What's going on in the tape? Keep working on it. But we're glad to have you on here. Just checking it out. If you can hear me, you can thumbs up, but I just can't hear you. Okay, that's good. And hopefully you can work it out. Then you can come in and offer your just your greetings to individuals. Let them know you're here and you're a part of this. Thank you so much. We're going to get this show started because it's all about making a difference in the community. See, when you're talking about a vision God gives you, he gives you the vision to go out and make a difference, have a purpose, serve a purpose in your community. In 2017, God blessed me with a vision to go out and put a vessel together where everybody could get their voice out, get their voice heard. And we came up with First Talking Sports Plus. It was a sports show that's focused on that. And since then, we have elevated to 9 shows, and we're so glad to have it. And also a contractual look at a radio station, which is WBSW. Internet Talk Radio. And that's what it's all about. We're the voice of the Internet Talk Radio. So we're so glad to be able to come at you and come at your heart. So we've been rolling since 2017. I was living in South Florida at the time, and I had a chance to work with several people, be on the AM channel down there with them and share my thoughts. And I felt like it's time, and at the time came about to bring it up north. So we're up north doing some things over in the central part of Alabama, but we're spreading our word all over the world. We are heard and watched in 18 countries. That's including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, south of the borders, Mexico. So we want to make sure we get the word out. And when we're talking about our title today, Relationships, Transforming Grown Men to Mature Men. We ain't talked about overgrown boys, grown males, jokers. Then we move to the grown man, king. Now we're going to talk about after getting to be a grown man, how can you be a mature man? And that's what it's all about. It's awesome to be able to just be able to share this with you. First of all, before we can even get started, we got to look at some things that always help individuals to understand what's going on. That is a definition of a mature man. Some people don't even understand what a mature, the definition of a mature man is. They think just because I'm 50 years old, I'm a mature man. Just because I'm 60 years old, I'm a mature man. Just because I'm 40 years old, I am a mature man. And that is not true. There are some things going along with being a mature man. If I can get a wave at Ask You 1331. Thank you for joining us as well. Let's look at the definition of a mature man. A mature man is confident. A mature man is confident. The first thing that's going to come out, he has confidence. And by having confidence in his appearance, his unique fashion sense, and does not care about few people disapprove or making negative comments. A mature man has confidence. He's not afraid of hearing what people say negative. He don't get upset. See, that's an overgrown boy gonna get mad at somebody because they said something about them. Today, when you are not here for the approval of others, you're here because God has blessed you to be able to serve your purpose. And as a mature man, you have to have confidence. There's no question about that. If you lack confidence, you're not going to be the mature man that you think you are. See, on top of that, the unique part of this whole situation is that individuals have a tendency to think because they are age, they can handle everything. It takes confidence. And I want to tell Latay Pickett, I have her live now with volume now. She has volume. So if she want to jump in right now and say hello to everybody, Latay Pickett, you have that opportunity.
Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well on this blessed Tuesday. How are you, Dr. Smith?
I am doing well. Thank you for joining us today just to have you live.
Join you on your show. I listen to it every chance I get, and it has been a blessing for me, and I'm sure for others.
Awesome, awesome. You know, I'm trying to shoot in one of my speakers to this computer so I can make sure you can hear this young lady clearly when she has something she wants to share with us. And thank you so much, Latay, for joining us and taking time to just be a part of what we're trying to do. We're just trying to make a difference in the community as well as your organization doing, inspired to inspire. Check her out on Facebook on the Latae Pickett, inspired to inspire. Check out, see what the things you're doing. If you want to support and want to help and whether in kind time or donation, go to Inspired to Inspire. It's a group page. Also, Facebook page, Latay Pickett. That's facebook.com/Latay Pickett. So check her out. She's grinding. She's working hard. You know, I applaud because they call her a soldier. Not because she's in the military. She's a soldier, and she hit the ground running, and she put her feet on the ground, put boots on the ground to make a difference, even through challenging times. So I give her a shout out. So thank you, Latay, for joining us and being a part. Anytime you want to conversate and jump into the conversation, you have an opportunity to do that. Now, let's get back to the definition of a mature man. The one key word I mentioned a few minutes ago is confidence. Young ladies, if you mature ladies of wisdom, if you have spouse, a significant other, life partner who lack confidence, he is not mature yet. He watch him cause a grown man has confidence. But a overgrown boy or a grown male lacks confidence. What ever happen for a mature man requires you to say, I'm responsible for my actions. A grown man, he also step up and say, I'm responsible for my actions. A grown male, a boy, a joker, always gonna blame somebody else. You can tell the difference. It don't take a whole lot to identify that person you have invested your time in that don't know whether or not they're a grown man, a king, or they're a mature man. And you got to understand that once you go through the steps of life from being a boy to sometime an overgrown boy or a grown male, then you move to be a grown man, then you move to be a mature man. And that's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts by calling out the last four digits of your cell and telephone number, whatever it may be, where you're calling from. And then we want you to offer your location, your name if you choose to. Then just jump right in with the, you know, chat with me about what you think and your definition is a mature man. Also, on Instagram, you have a great opportunity. That great opportunity is that if you press that button down there, you can offer questions. And once I see it buzz up, I can read off your questions. It would be awesome to get questions from you all today. We want you to play a part of this because we want you to be definitely involved. It's interactive conversation. It's not just me telling you everything, but I can do that. I can talk 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, but that ain't what we're here to do. We want you to be a part of it. So make sure, give me your definition of a mature man. How do you see that individual that you invest in your time with? Is he a mature man? Or he's a grown man? Or he's a grown male? Which one? Ask yourself. Nobody else has to identify and tell you better than you are when you spend investing. When you start investing your time in somebody, you need to know exactly what you're investing your time in. And one of the key things is recognizing that individual purpose. They're going to show you purpose. See, a grown man have a purpose and understand his purpose. A mature man has a purpose and understands his purpose. A grown male still searching for their purpose. See, a grown male includes a man with a boy inside of him. See, people afraid to be straightforward with people. Let me be straightforward to let you know that a grown man is a man that has a purpose, serve a purpose, and work hard on that purpose. A mature man perfects that purpose, delivers with that purpose. A grown male don't know his purpose. He's a joker. And if you associate it and put your stock into a joker, he's going to leave you in between the past and the future. What do you want? So, you know, a grown man is a grown man that knows that any job, no matter how lowly, is worth doing well. You know what I'm saying? When you got a purpose, you're going to do the job well. You're not going to go through the motions. See, a mature man is the same way. He has so much confidence. I'm going to tell you like this. This man will go out there and do the job. Even if he fails, he's going to come up with a way to do the job even better. He's going to make up. I always tell people, I don't spend a whole lot of time on problems because you can't change what happened in the past. But I can guarantee you, if you focus on the future and where you are in the present, come up with a solution, I promise you, whatever happened in the past will be in the past. You never drive in life looking to focus on what happened in the past. You have to focus on what's straight in front of you. And when a problem come up, identify the problem, come up with a solution, go to work, put the work in, put the effort in to make sure that problem does not continue on. That's what it's all about. And people heard me, I do this all the time. I said, we spend so much time, even in our today's culture, through our social justice, trying to change the past. You can't change the past, but I know you can change the future. So you have to have a plan. Plan of action. That's what a mature man have, a plan of action. He ain't afraid because he know if this plan don't work, I'm going to have an A, a B, a C, and a D. Because you know what? He wants to be successful. What do you have? Who are you spending your time with? A grown man or a mature man? They fit hand in hand. It's just that when they mature, they have some other things. And I'm going to show you some things. I'm going to give you some signs. Even in, you know, the difference between a grown man and a mature man. Check this out now. These are some signs. And one key thing I want you to remember about a mature man and the difference him and a grown man. Emotionally mature. That's a mature man. The emotional part is where the difference comes between a grown man and a mature man. And there are some signs you as a young lady or queen can look for. And I'm going to give you a list of those signs because it's so important. See, one of the things they always said, and I was talking with one of our hosts, co-hosts on one of our shows, and that's Pastor Pratt out of Dallas, Texas. He just had an anniversary. I'm going to say to him on this show, happy anniversary to you and your wife, and even your children. Because it's important that when you get an anniversary, it's not just you and your wife. The children are included with that too as well. So he always said that the conversation he had with his at the time was his friend that he was interested in that told him that he was on the right track. It was that he literally asked her, he said, what is important to you in a relationship that helps you live a fruitful life? She said, the most important thing to me is love. And when you got love, it goes back to the love cafe. You got that L for listening. You got that O for overcoming. You got that B for value. And you got that E for empowerment. Let me tell you right now. Then she came back and asked him, what is important to you to make this relationship successful? And he said, as a man, we get caught up in ego. He said, now, I'm working on my emotional part and not my ego. So, young ladies, mature ladies, our ladies of wisdom, all of y'all are queens. And by being queens, you got to recognize exactly that statement. You, as a queen, you're all about love and nothing wrong with love. That's what it's all about, because love makes the world go round. But you got to recognize that individual that's your partner, your significant other, your spouse, your, you know, whoever it may be that you want to commit yourself to. Ask him, how emotional mature are you? If he starts saying, you know, for me, it's all about ego. I want you to stroke my ego. You know what I want you to do? I want you to run as fast as you can. Because I'm telling you, you can't stroke nobody's ego as much as they can stroke themselves. So if it's all about you being happy, then that was another thing that Pastor Frank shared about when we're talking about individuals. Individuals who are mature have a tendency to understand what commitment is. An individual who's grown understand commitment because they're going to commit themselves to whatever they're involved. But if you got a grown male that's pretending he's a man with boy joker tendency, you need to identify that. Then you have to give them the what? The gift of goodbye. See, love is a gift that just keep coming. But the gift of goodbye is even better when you see the writing on the wall. See, that's the thing about it. There's a song that said, written all over your face. Your emotions. And a mature man, emotions are there on his face. And these are some signs I want you to listen and think about. Before we do that, I want you to give us a call. We want you to be a part of it. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. And then in the process, we'll ask you your location. Then you offer your comments. Just offer anything you want to, your wisdom, you know, just your expertise. That's what it's all about. So I'm looking for you to call so you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. See, you know, I was talking so, and I assume everybody knew who I was. I didn't even introduce myself. See, sometimes your mind be working so. See, God be putting so many things in there. He said, I want you to say this. And you forget, I am. I am what God has created. And the thing about it, I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lone Neighborhood. And that's what it's all about. Let's look at some signs right quick of a mature man. And this is an emotionally mature man. See, that's what you got to put down. See, a grown man and a mature man have a lot of the same tendencies. But one thing separates a grown male from a grown man from a mature man. That mature man can emotionally react to things maturely. See, that's what it's all about. That's the only thing you got to look. Because if you say something, he ain't going to be screaming and hollering. Because, you know, that way, you know, we're talking about that ailing love is listening. See, if they mad and angry, they're trying to get their point across, they ain't mature yet. And you have to be real with people. We got to stop playing games. Let them know, you know, you ain't right for me. Because you're not mature yet. Because you're not emotionally. You may have the physical attributes. You know, a boy, which is an overgrown boy, or a grown male has the physical attributes. But you know what the problem they have? And they can't function? Is that they don't have the emotional attributes. That's what's important, because we talk about what our aspects of life, how we have to focus on things. We have to look at people physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. Are they mature in those areas? If not, I'm telling you, you have to give them a good or goodbye. Let's talk about some signs. It's just going to be a few, and I want you to make sure and thank you for joining us. Right now, we have Behind the Mask Ministry, 2133, Minister Denise Stephanie, out of Berkeley, California. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, blessings to you all as well over in Berkeley, California. Let's look at these signs right quick. One of the signs is acceptance of feelings. See, a mature man who's mostly able to handle things, he accepts feelings. Acceptance of feelings. See, that's one of the things. We understand things hurt. Sometimes, you know, we're not successful. We ain't going to blame the next person. That's what a grown male do. He going to blame the woman. That's the reason why. Now, I heard something crazy the other day I'm normally recording those various justice shows that comes on, as well as the maternal court and divorce court. I go back and look at them. I was looking at one that was so amazing yesterday. The situation was the guy met the young lady in the club, and he had relations that night. All the time he was married. And he never told her he was married with four children. And he was standing up there in front of in a national audience, over a million people boasting, back, I'm here to procreate. I'm here to just make children. You know, hold up. And try to give a reason, and I understand that the judge had to keep a rating up. But she was saying, so just because your father died on you early and you saw him as your hero, now you call that being a hero? I'm talking about accepting the feelings as a mature man. And it's just, I was amazed, this young man, and all the time he at his house with his wife, but he had his partner. Let me tell you that. A grown man and a mature man don't run with boys. See, boys have what they call bachelor cribs. And he would go into his bachelor crib, took the young lady over there. You know how the lady's searching, looking at her, making sure nothing that was female, because it was his partner place, he could hide that. He would get up from his bed with his wife at 1 o'clock at night, say he'd go in the store and go pick her up so he could leave her. You know, that's a challenge right there. That ain't a man. He's not quite emotionally, he's not quite mature enough to handle the situation, because he'll be handling the situation with his wife. And when his wife found out, you know where that went to, and now they and got a divorce, and she was on there, and the young lady had him there was pregnant. But see, we don't say that he dodged a bullet because the child wasn't his. Look at the lives he enriched. He not only in torn up not his ex-wife and his 4 or 5 children, he torn up this person with a child that he said was here, even put the name on the birth certificate, and he's still married. But he had told her he divorced. So these kind of things don't show that you're a mature man. It shows you that you're still a boy. He's a boy. His mentality is not in the adult zone, the grown zone. It's in the boyhood. And we got to make sure we train our boy. That's what this series is about. How do we prepare our boys for healthy relationships? We move from our boys all the way up to our grown males, from our grown males to our grown men. Now we're on our mature men. Thank you so much, Denise. You have a couple things. A definite mentality of a little boy. See, he don't understand lying is wrong. So we got to understand. Next thing is a awareness of harmful patterns. See, you got to be able to recognize people that can hurt you. See, if they are not mature enough to deal with a situation, they'll bring you hurt, humiliation, and abuse. You have to be very careful. Don't let the wad in the pocket. Don't let the, and that's a roll of money in the pocket. Don't let the car they driving fool you. You got to see the man and who the man really is. The old saying about he's going to send his representative because he wants to get something from you. Now, if you're willing to give it to him, he's going to take it, because sometimes they seek and destroy. And I'll go back to that same show of Eternal Court. He said that he intentionally got her pregnant because he's a procreator. Come on now, I don't know the procreators. Tell me the procreator. Who's the creator? April 1, I don't worship idols, worship God. So this is the kind of mentality, that's a boy mentality. That's a harmful power. He can put his hand on you. He's going to curse you. He's going to disrespect you. He's going to hurt you. He's going to humiliate you in front of your friends, your family, and he's going to abuse you. That's not a mature man. See, a mature man is aware of harmful people. And when people come around them and he come around a mature man, he recognizes that. His antennas go up. All right, the next thing, I want you to make sure I can cover a lot of this today, striving to become more emotionally mature. See, you don't automatically become emotionally mature because you're a grown man or a mature man. You have to work on it every day. You got to put the work in. See, you have to be trained. See, when we train our boys to be grown men, They may stray away from the path, but you can always bring them back. It's easy to bring them back when they're trained. But when you allow them to be out here and learn in other environments, it's hard to bring them back. The next thing is also openness to learning and growing. See, that's a grown man. That's a mature man. He's open to learn. Stand on my chin like that. He's open to learn. He has, you know, he's willing to grow. Even if he made a mistake, he truly, truly says, I made this mistake, and oh, I'm sorry, I made this choice, because I want to get away from that word mistake. I made this choice. It may not have been the best choice, but you know what? I think we can work our way through this. See, that's a mature man. See, if you got one, go use that choice to leave the house till he can stay out a day or two. You got a boy. And you got to call what it is. He ain't mature. He's a man with a boy in himself. See, he still got those traits as a boy. And when you don't move away from that, you're going to get caught up doing some things you don't have to do. You know, it's a show that comes on Thank Discovery Channel, ID Channel. It may not be our channel, might be up in BET, one of those channels. It is entitled For My Man. You got women who's incarcerated now in prison because they did something for their man. They knew it was illegal, but they did it because they got caught up dealing with that boy who was not capable of treating them as a mature man or grown man. You got to be careful of our selection. I want to give a shout out to PFDN_14. Thank you. And I'm a strong member of 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, evidence_faith. Thank you for joining us. I'm going to give you a wave in a minute. Also, a shout to CAP1991. Joining us as well. Thank each and every one of y'all taking time. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you on the line. You can chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood as we talk about things block by block. See, I was in a rush, not even going through our true branding. Our branding is truly, the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It's the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. And that's what we're talking about, issues right now in our neighborhood. How are we going to move from a grown man to a mature man? Another side is open communication. If they're not able to communicate with you, I'm telling you, you got a problem. Communicate with you, because if you say you're going to go to the level that I'm going to love that person, the L in the love is listening. If they, communication requires you to listen, but also you to articulate as well. But not always articulate and never listening. So if they're not able to have open communication with you about their feelings, you need to make a decision. Willingness to have difficult conversations. You find out a mature man, because if the conversation gets difficult for them, they're going to find a way to get out of that if they're still a boy or a grown man. They're going to find a way. Now, a grown man going to be able to open themselves up for that conversation that's difficult. A mature man is just truly, truly willing as well to make sure these difficult problems and challenges that we have is addressed. See, that's what a mature man. If you don't have that, you may be searching, or knows, keep on searching. Because if he's not a mature man, he's going to turn the strip on you. Well, now he's going to flip it, and you're going to have some challenges. So what you need to do is be able to see the signs identify this person as who he really is. And the truth of the matter, we talk about what and who we are and whom we are. We have to keep that in mind. He may not understand that yet. The next thing, humility. See, a mature man can live with humility. Sometimes things don't always go their way. They're not going to get mad and scream and holler and curse and put their hands on you because things didn't go their way. He can accept humility, and he can work toward doing better. See, he want to put the work in. See, all this comes down from a grown man to a mature man is putting the work in. It requires hard work. The next thing, surrounding themselves with emotionally mature men. Surrounding yourself with emotionally mature men. Now, we always talk about what a overgrown boy is. He gonna always want to hang around the boys. He says, I'm going to hang with the boys. See, that tells you he's still a boy. See, he ain't no grown man. He ain't no mature man. A emotionally mature man. You know, I said the key to it from the beginning is the emotional aspect. See, he's not just hanging around men. He's hanging around emotionally mature men. They understand I'm married. I'm going to respect my commitment. See, that's what a mature man do. An emotionally mature man understand. Even if he did go out, he's still going to respect his commitment. See, a boy don't do that. He's going to be trying to run. Just like I gave you that prime example of that young lady, you know, in the club meeting this guy. He say he wasn't married and end up having a relationship the same night. You can call it what you want to. It happened. It is what it is. But the problem was, it's easier to point our finger at her, but we need to point our finger at both of them. But definitely that so-called married man said he's a mature man because he's married. He ain't mature. He's still a boy. He didn't forget about his commitment. I'm going to say he forgot about it. He don't care. See, that's what you know, because that comes with humiliation when you do stuff like all of that comes along. But see, a mature man understands humiliation. A mature man understands the willingness to make sure he deals with things. He ain't out there trying to hunt. See, that's part of that thing we talk about, these areas, these phases of an overgrown boy, a grown male. We talked about the joker. See, the joker going to lead you to uncertainty, unpredictability. He going to lead to unknown consequences. He's going to do that just like that show for my man. See, those guys were not mature. They were still grown males leading these young ones. Yeah, they can make decisions by themselves. Everybody said that, but sometimes it's a challenge for some people. But a grown man is not going to put you in that situation because, you know what, he's going to make sure and he's committed to it. He's communicate with you openly. He's going to attack, you know, show you what his feelings are. He ain't afraid to show his feelings. That's what a mature man is. And he surrounds himself with emotionally mature men, not boys. I'm not going to hang out with the boys to the club. And when they say that word, they still a boy. Ain't no man. Because mature men hang out with men. Mature men. Emotionally mature men. That's what we're talking about. I want to take a step and go back a little bit and talk about a grown man. Because it's important as we lead to mature men. I wanted to share some things about mature men. Then I'm going to give you some content that help you identify that mature man in a relationship. See, I'm going to be short because I've been drilling the grown man and all the characteristics and traits of a grown man for the last 3 weeks. We had a total of 6 shows talking about that. We walked our way up from a difference between an overgrown boy, a grown male, and a grown man to a grown man. So now we're trying to get you mature because we had to transform you from being a overgrown boy to a grown man. We transform you from a joker to a king. We've been walking up this stairway. Now, a grown man knows that his job, any job he get involved, no matter how low the job is, he's going to do a great job at it. I mentioned that earlier because I wanted to tie that in. See, he's going to do a great job. See, a grown man understands how he conducts himself when the stakes are low. See, when things ain't going right, see, a grown man going to work and make sure it is right. See, we got to remember that. See, we got to remember when we're training our boys and being good models, we show when things ain't going right, we can share with them. I had this challenging time and I had to go financially or whatever, emotionally, whatever. I had to do and seek some help. I had to do this. So our boys can see that it goes way beyond just because I'm a man and I got all the tools as a man. See, a grown man, even if he go out, he makes the baby, he take care of his baby. See, you don't have to make a grown man or mature man take care of his child because he understand that. I wanted to point that out because, see, a grown man understands that when the things are going the way it's supposed to, the stakes are low, he going to lift them up high. See, that's what it's all about. See, that's a sign of true character. Just that state where he's lifting up and bringing it up and working hard to make it. See, when we talk about put the boots on the ground, I always relate that to one of our co-hosts on the many shows we have out of Oakland, California. She's always got her boots on the ground. She goes in the community of Oakland and inner city and working with people because she want to own, she said, I own my own truth. And that's what it's all about. See, that's what you got to do as a man. You got to own your own truth. You got to understand who you are and whom you are. And that's what it's all about. So a grown man shows that true sign of characters, true characteristics of success. See, that man shows that he's a wise man. That he also said, an inexperienced, unwise man curses a task that's beneath him. See, that's the difference between a grown man and a mature man. He's going to work with that and lift it up. A boy, an overgrown boy, or either sometimes we would call him a grown male, he got the tools, he can't handle it. He's going to curse it. Ain't my fault. Ain't my responsibility. Don't blame me. Blame her. She tricked me. I heard that. I heard this come out of guy's mouth. She tricked me. Okay. She tricked you. Tricked me to get a bank. Like y'all walking to millions and billions of dollars. It takes a lot to raise a child. It takes two parents. Even if they're not together, still co-parenting. But to say they trick you, all they want money from you, you can't make enough money. You can't make enough money that's going to take care of that child. Because you will have to take care of that child, your child, from the day they enter on this earth to they leave. I was talking to somebody recently. I was telling them, I said, some people think that when they get 18, see, that's another boy. When they get 18, I ain't got to do nothing no more. They grown. Yeah. My dad left here 86 years old. 87 years old, in June of 2020, and he still made sure his children was taken care of. He also brought me to a conversation, and he told me this. He said, I know whatever I share with you and tell you, you're going to do it. He said, you have my girls going to be left here. And I want you to commit and promise me you won't take care of my girls. See, you know what that did to me? That means he had confidence. I'm not the only son that he had. I'm not the only son that he had. He said, I need you to do this because I no longer will be here. See, he saw his transition coming. So he turned it over to who he thought was mature enough to handle. So that's what a grown man and a mature man do. He gonna take from the wise when they share it to him and use it to grow. A boy gonna take from the unwise and use it as a curse. It's not a curse. Thank you. Wells Town is joining us. I'm going to give everybody a wave in a minute, but I want you to be a part of the show. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Dr. Lowe's D. Smith from Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Let's talk about how a mature man acts in a relationship. We're going to go through these swiftly, and then we're going to look at some differences because our time is approaching 1 hour. It's all about how you show yourself. See, a mature man acts this way in a relationship. And I'll share this, and maybe this person don't want me to share this. See, you don't have to tell the mature man to open the door. You don't have to tell the mature man that when we're walking to get on the outside, to show protection. You don't have to tell a mature man to do that, see. You got to tell the boy to come around and open the door. You don't have to tell the mature man that, you know, I'm going to open the door and jump out today. No, no, you ain't going to do that. A mature man is going to make sure the door is open. See, that's the problem we have. See, we got to identify in our relationship guys who are mature. And we got to stop grabbing hold to the first thing and have this mentality as queen. See, queen means something. When you're a queen, it means something. You don't settle for less because you got to hold yourself at a high standard. And that thing about I have to ask people to remember, and when they're talking, to remember that you don't have to have a half a man. If you can't have a whole man, please don't have a half a man. And I tell you, it's so good to be here. And I'm going to quickly run through because my time already short. I get 1 hour on Instagram. And on, I'm sorry, not Instagram, but on Twitter. I get 1 hour. We're doing Twitter today as well. Address the needs of a relationship is number one first. That's what a mature man in your relationship. This is how he acts. A mature man acts in a relationship. He addressed the needs of the relationship first. That's what he do. Second, he learned the value of trust, respect, and sincerity. The next thing, he accepted the reality that people aren't perfect. They aren't perfect. You know what it is? They are perfectly imperfect. And I want y'all to keep that thought in your mind. That people that's around you is perfectly imperfect. See, people are not perfect. Looks at things from your partner's perspective. That comes from conversation and communication. That's where it comes from. Practice patience and always choose forgiveness. Come on now. And we're going to look at the next one. Accept the fact that relationship can't be perfect. It can be perfectly imperfect. It's been awesome today. I tell you, we shared some things. We're going to come back on Thursday, and we're going to share some more thoughts in regards to transforming a grown man to a mature man. It's been awesome. I'm Dr. Lowe's D. Smith. I want you to keep in mind that hashtag responsible, be responsible. Make sure you follow the protocol dealing with COVID-19. Be responsible, whether you got the vaccine or not. Still be responsible. Before I go, I do want to wave at these individuals because we're about to go out on our Twitter. Thank you so much, people on Twitter. We're about to lose you, but thank you for joining us. I want you to come back on Thursday as well. All right. You also make sure you hashtag One Life Matter. See, every life matter, even through our process. Some people forgot about that. I went to the store even today. In every store, you know, people won't wear their masks. They come in. We still in an ordinance that requires to wear the mask. But when they come in, they like to walk up on you. I said, excuse me, and you do the same thing. Give me some space because I'm still 6 feet. and I'm going to stay. I don't care what the CD said. You could be 3 feet. I'm saying 6 feet because I'm protecting my well-being. If you're not willing to do it, so I want to see one life matter. My life matters, so make sure yours as well. See, that's what this show is all about, block by block, home by home, street by street, boulevard by boulevard, city by city, town by town, state by state. That's what it's all about, coming from the grassroots level. Also, hashtag keep on grinding. It's so important that we grind this thing out. We keep on doing the best we can to be successful. Everything not going to go the way you wanted to do, exactly the way you think it should be. But the one good thing about it, God bless you to see another day. So make a difference in this day. And that's what it's all about. And the next thing is give your family members a hug. It could be virtual. It could be face-to-face. But give them a hug because it's all about love. It's all about love. That's what it's all about. Tell them you love them. Tell them you love it. It's awesome. I want you to check us out on Thursday at 1 o'clock. That's the show we're going to have on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Let me wave at these individuals right quick before I get ready to shut this thing down. Thank you so much for joining us on Instagram, Periscope on Twitter, and Facebook Room, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto's Room, and also Blog Talk Radio. And last but not least, see, this is all about love. You know, a song I heard the other day, and this is to all the queens out there that's checking us out, because it's important that I play this song, because I like this song. I truly like this song. And as we close out, I always tell you that I love you. See, ain't nothing you can do about it. See, you can accept my love, or you can reject it. But I tell you, this is powerful because it's coming from way above. My love that I have for you. And as we close it out, we always say, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening, and it's all about that Southern girl, and that's what it's all about. We don't want to write to the music, but we want to play.
This is dedicated to all the girls down south.
Why not?
We ain't talking about you. Just the cities. We're talking about backyards.
About
now, bringing in some awesome people. So have an awesome rest of the day. And I tell you, let's make it do what it do. And I love you, people.